This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India left a strong mark everywhere this year, from national security to sports and science laboratories to the world's biggest platforms. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, the Prime Minister looked back at year 2025, saying it gave many moments to make every Indian proud. He stated that Operation Sindoor became a symbol of pride for every Indian this year.
देश की सुरक्षा से लेकर खेल के मैदान तक, विज्ञान की प्रयोगशालाओं से लेकर दुनिया के बड़े मंचों तक, भारत ने हर जगह अपनी मजबूत छाप छोड़ी। इस साल ऑपरेशन सिंदूर हर भारतीय के लिए गर्व का प्रतीक बन गया। दुनिया ने साफ देखा, आज का भारत अपनी सुरक्षा से कोई समझौता नहीं करता। ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान देश के कोने कोने से माँ भारती के प्रति प्रेम और समर्पण की तस्वीरें सामने आई। लोगों ने अपने अपने तरीके से अपने भाव व्यक्त किए।
Mr. Modi appreciated the people for showing the same spirit and enthusiasm for the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram.
यही जज्बा तब भी देखने को मिला जब वंदे मातरम के 150 वर्ष पूरे हुए। मैंने आपसे आग्रह किया था कि हैशटैग वंदे मातरम 150 के साथ अपने संदेश और सुझाव भेजे। देशवासियों ने इस अभियान में बढ़ चढ़कर हिस्सा लिया।
The Prime Minister remarked that 2025 was a memorable year in the terms of sports as well. The Indian men's cricket team won the ICC Champions Trophy.
2025 खेल के लिहाज से भी एक यादगार साल रहा। हमारी पुरुष क्रिकेट टीम ने आईसीसी चैंपियंस ट्रॉफी जीती। महिला क्रिकेट टीम ने पहली बार विश्व कप अपने नाम किया। भारत की बेटियों ने विमेन्स ब्लाइंड T20 वर्ल्ड कप जीतकर इतिहास रच दिया। एशिया कप T20 में भी तिरंगा शान से लहराया। पैरा एथलीटों ने विश्व चैंपियनशिप में कई पदक जीतकर ये साबित किया कि कोई बाधा हौसलों को नहीं रोक सकती।
Mr. Modi highlighted that India took a big leap in the field of science and space this year. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla became the first Indian to reach the International Space Station. The Prime Minister highlighted that the second edition of Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue will be held soon. On the 12th of next month, National Youth Day will be celebrated on the occasion of Swami Vivekananda's birth anniversary. The 77th Republic Day of the country will be celebrated next month. Prime Minister Modi said that on such occasions, people's hearts are filled with gratitude for the freedom fighters and the makers of the Constitution. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. The three-day conference, which began on the 26th of this month, is aimed at strengthening center-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. Anchored in the Prime Minister's vision of cooperative federalism, this conference serves as the forum where center and states collaborate, designing a unified roadmap to maximize the country's human capital potential and accelerate inclusive and future-ready growth. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Indian Medical Association, IMA, has made the most contribution in the medical field. Addressing IMA NETCON 2025, organized by Indian Medical Association in Ahmedabad today, Mr. Shah said Ayushman Bharat Yojana has brought a big change in the country. He added the doctors serving during the corona period gave priority to the patients. Flight and rail services across large parts of North India were disrupted this morning as dense fog conditions prevailed over several states, severely reducing visibility and affecting normal movement. India Meteorological Department has warned of dense fog and cold wave-like conditions across the region. Rail services were hit badly, with many trains running several hours behind schedule and some being diverted. Flights in multiple cities, including Delhi, were also delayed. According to railway officials, more than 4 dozen trains are running behind schedule due to dense fog across northern India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.